Start today at the Thoroughway, Northwest London. Morning. Tuesday, 25th of Nisan, 26th of April, 10th day of the Omer. Rabbi Moshe Rokach Shlita, Valio Vova Cholesa Lakudesh. This week's Thoroughway has been sponsored by family David Levy. On the yard site of his late father, Rabbi Shor ben Rabbi Chisrael Halevi, Zichron Levrocha, whose yard site is tomorrow.
Shabbat David.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Scratch for the comment. We'll get straight to the parsha, and if we have time at the end, we'll speak after a little bit to drop about after Pesach. This week's parsha, Parsha Achrei Moshe. Vayeda b'Hashem el Moshe, Achrei Moshe nebnei Aharon, kavosim nebnei Hashem. Dabel Aharon and the whole Seder Avodas Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Yisai, when was this Pasha said? When was this Pasha said? Says the Gemara. Achrei Moshe. Straight away. Says the Gemara in Gittin. Tafsamach Amad Aleph. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, Tafsamach Amad Aleph. Omer Rebbe Levi. Shmoyne Pashyas Nemru B'yoyim Shehukim Boya Mishkin. 8 Pashas were said on Aleph Nissan, the day that the Mishkan was Hukam. 8 Pashas in the Torah. And the Gemara goes through Pashas Kehanim. One of the eight, Pashas Achrei Moshe. Pashas Achrei Moshe was said on Aleph Nissan, Yoim Shehukam HaMishkan. And Rashi, Shtalzach, Avodas Yom HaKippurim wasn't to take place till 6 months and 10 days later, Yud Tishri the following year. So why was it said on Aleph Nissan? The Yom Hukma Mishkan is like one of the emergency parshas that Klal Yisrael had to know. Says Rashi, Vibal the Rabbein Shleilim, Bnei Aaron died for coming in Bishvil Bia Shleil Tzayich. They came in Shleil Tzayich into either the Heichel or the Kodesh Kodeshim or Machlokes, but they came in a Bia Shleil Tzayich. Therefore, the Rebbein Shem wanted to save Al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. And unto that, the Rebbein Shem said already, don't go not into the Heichel. There's a lav, Al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh means not into the Heichel for no reason. And not into the Kodesh Kodeshim for no reason. And when can you go into the Kodesh Kodeshim? And then, Parshas, Avodas Yom HaKippurim. But the way Rashi learns, essentially, Avodas Yom HaKippurim wasn't really needed to be said B'chlal Oyim Aleph Nitzvah. It was just because it's a continuation from the love of Al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, which was said now because that was the Aveira that Bnei Aharon did. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Which has a little doichik, because Be'etzim, Rav the Pasha is Avodas Yom HaKippurim, which has no shaykhus, Be'etzim, to Aleph Nissan. But it's a continuation from Al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh. Kapolim, that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. Now, Rambam says, there's another way one could learn the Gemara. And this is what I want to discuss. And then we have to discuss why Rashi didn't learn this way the Gemara. There's a very famous Chochmas Odom in the end of his Sefer Sofer Chesavelis. And he asks many starke shailas on the Parsha. Many starke diktukim in the Parsha. We have the Chumash inside, it'll be easier to follow. The Parsha is very interesting. Parsha starts off, Al Yavo B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, Al Pnei HaKapayrus, Ki V'onon, B'zois Yavo, Pasuk Gimel, B'zois Yavo. This is the way Aaron should come in. Pab in Boker, V'ayel Oilu, K'sa Kodesh B'HaKodesh, the Gantz of Seyd Avoida, Kabbalas of Aaron, the Kabbalas of Klal Yisrael, Pasuk Gay, and then the Pasuk starts with the whole Seyd Avoida, continues all the way through, up until Pasuk Chofres. Pasuk Chof Ches. We're finished to say the Aveda. Pasuk Chof Tes. When should this be done? V'hoyselem l'chukas oylam. B'chodesh ha'shvi in Tishri ba'osel ha'chodesh. When should you do this whole Aveda? Yud Tishri. Yom HaKippurim. Frit HaChochem was Adam. This is not the way the Torah normally speaks. Normally the Torah doesn't say, yeah? In Parshas Emor, it doesn't tell you you should shake lulav and you should sit in the sukkah. Do you know when you should do this? Do this on sukkahs. No, it tells you on sukkahs, shake lulav, sit in the sukkah, on Pesach, eat matzahs. It always tells you the date and then what you should do on that day. If you look in the psukim here, the pasuk speaks through 25 psukim about what you should do, and the end of it, that's the first aura of the Chochmas Adam. The second aura is the Torah is koyfel. If you take a look at Pasuk Gimel, Bezois Yovai Aaron El Hakodesh. Avodas Yom HaKippurim wasn't Dafka Aaron. Avodas Yom HaKippurim was the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol for the next almost 40 years would be Aaron. Then it would be Elazar, then it's going to be Pinchas. For Chayena, hundreds of Kehanim Gedolim. Why is the stress, Bezois Yovai Aaron, next Pasuk, Vaita, all the Pesukim continue. Aaron, Pasuk Vol, Vehikr Aaron. Pasuk Ches, V'nosna Aaron. Pasuk Tes, Vehikr Aaron. Yud Aleph, Vehikr Aaron. The whole Pasha, it's on and on and on about Aaron. And even when not, it's all V'yotza, V'hoi, it's all referring to Aaron. The Pasha should be a Pasha about Avodas Kohen Gadol. Aharon happens to be now the Kohen Gadol. If Aaron would have been nifter before Yom Kippur the following year, he would have never done the Avodah. It would have been straight to Elazar. It's Avodah's Kohen Gadol, it's not Avodah's Aharon. The third aura, Frek the Chochmas Adam, third aura. The Torah starts off with the Kabbonis that Klal Yisrael bring. Pasuk Hei. Shnei Seir Izim Lechatos V'ayil Echot La'oilo. Two Seir Izim Lechatos, that's the soil Hashem, the soil Azazel. V'ayil Echot La'oilo. And what's this Ayil Echot that Klal Yisrael brought La'oilo? Chazal say, that is the Ayilo of the Musafin in Parshas Emor. In Parshas Pinchas, sorry. We know that every Yom Tov, Klal Yisrael bring Musafin. And the normal thing is, Shiva Kvasim, and an ayil. And Chazal say that this ayil, echot la'oila, in Parshas Achimois, is the same ayil as Parshas Pinchas, the Musafin. V'yom HaKippur. V'ot l'chodesh hashvi, Parshas Pinchas, what should you bring? Par ben boko, echot, ayil echot, kvos ben eshon or shival. So it's the same ayil. So essentially, it's the Torah in Parshas Achimois is choosing one of the kabbonis of Parshas Pinchas and doubling over. It should either tell us in Achimois all the kabbonis that we bring in Kippur, all the ones of Parshas Pinchas, or leave out all the musafin and just tell us there were extra ones of Parshas Achimois. But why is the Torah choosing the ayil of Parshas Pinchas and adding that into the list of the kabbonis of Parshas Achimois? And the next aura is, the Pasha finishes off, Pasuk Lamed Dalet, last words of Pasuk Lamed Dalet, just before a V, Vayas, Aharon did kash et tzivo Hashem es Moshe. So Rashi had stelt zich, Vayas, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? Of course, the Boishim gave Aaron a mitzvah, Aaron's going to do it. So Rashi says, when Yom Kippur came, Aaron did this avodah, not that he did it, but he didn't put on the Abba Begodim le Gdulosai. He didn't put it on for his covered. Ela kemekayim gzeris hamelech. He did it the shema to be mekayim gzeris hamelech. But essentially, then it's not the Vayili, the Vayas Kain. It's like actually the dogish is kash etzivo. He did it for the reason that Hashem said not le Gdulosai. Oh, but in pshat it's still shver. What's the chiddush in pshat? Vayas kash etzivo Hashem is Moshe. These kashas sound so shvei, you're wondering, what's Kemesh and Zogin? So many kashas in pshat. Says the Chochmas Adam, Adov Nifla, al pi what he heard from his mechutin the goal. And Be'emes, the entire vault states in Sefer, Givia HaKesef, B'shem the Gaon Atzmoy. The Chochmas Adam asks these questions himself, and he's going to use a vault from the Gaon. And Sefer Givia HaKesef, it's brought down that the Gaon asked all the questions himself and sent this to answer. So wherever it is, it's Kapoit in the vault from the Gaon. The Gaon asked another Kasha, one final Kasha. Chazal already tell us in Yom HaFlamed Beis that the ganze avoid of Parshas Achimos, detailed avoider, is all Allah Seder. Every bit's Allah Seder. All had to be done in that order. There's only one thing which is not on the Seder. If you take a look in Pasuk Chof Gimel, Rashi brings it down. It's Pasuk Chof Gimel. The Seder avoider where we're holding it by end of Pasuk Chof Beis is Aaron done the Seder Tomid in the morning. He then changed into Big Day Lovon. He's done the entire Lifnaiv Lifnim, his Par, Soil Hashem, Soil Azazel. He had done the Ktoyus. And the last part of that Avodah is sending out the Soil Azazel as Pasuk Chof Beis. And then the Pasuk says Pasuk Chof Gimel goes further. Uvo Aharon El Oil Moed. Aaron should come into the Oil Moed. Now, why is Aaron going back into the Oil Moed? Say Chazal, there's only one thing left. He's already done. He's been in the Oil Moed already, into the Kodesh Kodshim. Four times, three times, he's done the Ketores there, he's done the Soil Hashem there. Ketores, his Par and the Soil. Why is he going in the fourth time? Say Chazal, Chitzos, Kafu Machta. We know Aaron went in four times in Kodesh Kodeshim. The fourth time was to take out the Kafu Machta. Uvo Aharon El Oil Moed, he should take out the Kafu Machta, and then he takes off his Big Day Lovon, and he puts them away, torn and gnezi, he can never use them again. Say Chazal, this posuk is in the wrong place. This posuk's in the wrong place. This posuk should be after posuk Chofres, because Aharon didn't take out the Kafa Machta immediately after sending the Soil Azazel. I'll be the normal Seder. Aharon has now finished Avod Lefnei Flim. Yeah, he's wearing his Big Day Lover. He's done the Ketores, Pa. He should now straight away take out the Kafa Machta from the Kodesh Kodeshim and finish with him. Say Chazal, no. He first changed into Big Day Zov. He did Eloi ve'Ela Om, his Ayil, the Ayla Om, finished off the Kabbalas, some of the Musafin, finished off the Kabbalas, Hamusafin with the Big Day Zov. He then changed back into Big Day Lovon, went into Kodesh Kodeshim, took out the Kafa Machta, then change back into Big Day Zov to finish off the Ketores and the Neiros. So this Pasuk Chof Gimel, is in the wrong order. How do Chazal know that Pasuk Chof Gimel is in the wrong order? Maybe it's in the right order. Says the Gemara in Yomad of Lamed Beis, famous Gemara. The Gemara says that we've got a Kabbalah, that Aaron, HaKoyin, the Kohen Gadol, means the Kohen Gadol, had to do 10 Kiddushim and 5 Tefillas in Yom Kippur. Every time he changed clothes, he had to do a Kiddush Aron Lamb beforehand and after. And every time, he had to go to Mikveh. He had to do 10 Kiddushim and 5 Tefillas in Yom Kippur. If he were to do the Hitzos Kafa Machta immediately after the Avod Lifnai Lifnim, so he's only got to change 3 times. Big Day Zov in the morning, the Tomid in the morning. Avod Lifnai Lifnim is the entire Ketores, Soil Hashem, Soil Azazel, and take out the Kafa Machta, and then back into the Big Day Zov and finish everything off. How'd you get to 5 times? Must be Zot the Gemara. That no. Aaron starts off with Big Day Zov in the morning. He then gets into Big Day Lovon, does the Avoid Olifnai Lefim. He then gets back into Big Day Zov to do the Elo Ve'Elo Om, finish off the Kabbalas, Elo Ve'Elo Om, and finish off the Masafim. He then gets back into Big Day Lovon to do the Hoitzos Kafa Machta, and only then gets back into Big Day Zov to finish off Tomid, Ketores, Neiros. So from the fact that we know that Aaron has to do 5 Tefillas and 10 Kiddushim, must be thy source kafamachta. Wasn't immediately after thy source avoid lifnaylifnim. Must be he broke it up by getting back into big dissolve with the elav elav. So pasuk of gimel is in the wrong order. That's the Gemara says in Yoma, Daf Lama Beis Medaf. The Gong effect, oi bazoi, why didn't the Torah write it in the right order? Everything's in the right order. So why didn't the Torah put it in the right order? Put Posukhov Gimel, which they toss Kafa Machta, in its right place after Posukhov Ches. Put it in its right place. Put the toss Kafa Machta after the Elav Elam. Why did the Torah have to put the toss Kafa Machta before Elav Elam and let us work out that it's in the wrong order? And here Rabbi Yisrael coming to the Torah, the biggest side of the Gong. The Gong is up, and essentially the Gong had to visit the Medrash. Oh, but the Gong learnt the Medrash literally, and we'll have to see if everybody does that. Zot the Gong, the Medrash this week said, in Medrash state, Pasha Chof Aleph, Pasuk, Oy Zayn, Chof Aleph Zayn, when the Rebbein Shem told Moshe, V'al Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, Tsa Godel Hoy El Moshe V'dov Azeh, Moshe was very upset. Oma, Oyli, Oyvai, Shemo Nidchev Arm M'chitzasi B'chol Eis, Al Yovei B'chol Eisel HaKodesh, maybe Aaron can never go in. Maybe Aaron can never go in. He had a tsa. No, you misunderstood what Elohim Chalitza Lakodesh. Whenever Aaron wants to go in, he comes. Rakshi Yikonis Pesedaze. Whenever Aaron wants to go in, he can go in. There's only one condition. He has to go in with this Seder. He has to do this Avodah. Hadagon gezogt, steto im Medrash, that Aaron could do avoid the Yom HaKippurim whenever he wanted. Whenever Aaron wanted, maybe even twice a day, I don't know. But whenever he wanted, Aaron could do the avoid the Yom HaKippurim. Take a pa, take a aisle, shneis irim, from Klal Yisrael, take everything. Ktoiris, as long as he does the entire Seid avoid, Aaron could do the avoid the Yom HaKippurim whenever he wanted. After Aaron, then it's only on Yom HaKippurim. It's the chayim of Rosh Medrash. We'll have to see if we can learn the Medrash differently. But as only the Gong gives in the Medrash. Of them, let's finish off what the Gong Zecha said. What the Gong gives up, let's go back to the last question. Why does it say it's us, kafa machta shloibim koimai? The Gong said no. Because the Gemiri, that now we've got a Kabbalah that you have to do 5 tevilas and 10 kedeshim, is only on Yom Kippur. Only on Yom Kippur does the Kohen Gadol have to do 5 tevilas and then kedeshim. That was halacha l'meishim Sinai. But if Aaron were to do the Avodah any time of the year, he doesn't have this halacha that he's got to do a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim between everyone and a Tvila, he doesn't need to do 5. This halacha doesn't apply, it's not part of the Seder Avodah. Or you can say if Aaron did Avodah any time of the year, he's allowed to and he should do the Tzos Kafa Machta immediately after the Avodah Zivnayim Leflim. Because the only reason you're not doing it immediately after is to have your 5 Tvilas and your 10 Kiddushin. But Aaron, which doesn't on Yom Kippur, Shalom Yom Kippur, 364 days a year, if Aaron does that Avodah, he doesn't need these 5 tefillahs. So the din on Aaron would have been, start off your day with the Big Day Kohen Gadol, Shmoyne Begodim, the Tomid, Ktayrus, Seda Marocha, get into Big Day Lovon, do the Avodah, Lifnai Lifnim, Ktayrus, Pass, Shneis Irim, immediately take out the Kafa Machta, and then get back into Big Day Lovon. Lot big days off and do Eloi Elam and everything. Tomit Ktayus Deus. Oy Bazoi, let's do the Chochmas Adam and the Gvia Gvia Kesser brings this down from the God himself. Oy Bazoi, all the Diktokim rabbis, every single one of the kashas we asked at the beginning is for infants. Let's go through the Pasha again. The Pasha is Mamish Mosuk Kedvash. The first question was, why does the Torah not tell us the date? The answer is there is no date. Why does the Torah stress Aaron, Aaron, Aaron? Because for Aaron, there's no date. For Aaron, there's no date. Al Yovei B'chol Eis, Bezois Yovei Aharon. Aharon should come in Bezois whenever he wants. Kabe Bokel Chatos, Ayla Oilek, Sengiz B'Kodesh, 28 Pesukim. Why is the Tzor Kafa Machte in the wrong order? Because for Aaron, it's in the right order. He has no need to do it any time different. Why is this aisle mentioned over all the other elim? Why is the aisle, we said the aisle of Parshas Achrimois, is the aisle Hamusofin in Parshas Pinchas? Why is the aisle mentioned more than anything else? The answer is because all the when Aaron would do the avoda all year round, Rabbi say, Aaron decides any time to do the avoda. Is there any reason for him to bring the musafim? Musafim belongs to Yom Kippur. If Aaron does the avoda on a random Monday, Parshas Achrimos, random Tuesday, Parshas Achrimos, he has no reason to bring the musafim. Oba the aisle, the aisle had to be bought. Even if Aaron does it all year round, that was different to all the other Masafin. Memela, the Torah was Chuchbal, and Memela doesn't say the rest of the Masafin, because the rest of the Masafin belonged to Masafin only. Oh, but the aisle had to be bought, even if Aaron would do it all year round. That's why this is chosen from all the Kabbalah's Parshas Pinchas. And what's the Chiddush of Vayas Kashet Sivu Hashem Es Moshe? So the Chochmas Adam, Vayas Kashet Sivu Hashem Es Moshe means Aaron didn't wait till Yom Kippur the next day when he had to do it. Next Yom Kippur there was a Chiv. He did it immediately. I'm not sure if he did it on the day. It was a busy day. Shchedish Nisan was a busy day that year. On the day, or maybe the next day. But immediately, he didn't wait till he had to do it the next Yom Kippur. Ad kan divrei chokhmas Adam. Oy bazoy rabbi say. If we make a cheshbon, let's go back to the Gemara and get them we started off with. The Gemara says, Shmoyne Pashyas Nemru, Boy Bayim. One of them being Pashyas Achrimos. Hatrashi Gestelt, why does Pashyas Achrimos have to be said on a Shchedish Nissen? It's not a Ger till 6 months, 10 days later on Yom Kippur. The Fi Divrei Hagro, Shem the Medrash. But Emma says, Aaron could do that by the immediately, and only he could. The Chochmas Adam tells us he did, Vayas Hashem, he did it immediately, on the day, on the next day. So Mamela, the Gemara is Kipshoto, Shmoyne Pashas Nemru Boy Bayoim, because Aaron had to know to do the Avoida, if he wants, and he was allowed to, and probably would be Mekayim and Mitzvah, to do the Avoida immediately on the day. Why did Rashi not learn that? The Teretz is, let's see what Shittas Rashi is about the Medrash. What does Rashi say in the Ask Hashat Tziv Hashem as Moshe? Rashi says, Kshegia Yoim HaKippurim. Rashi obviously does not go with this Yisoit. Another Rashi. Rashi at the beginning. Rashi bezois Yovoy Aharon. Rashi bezois Yovoy Aharon. Rashi also says, bezois Yovoy Aharon. On Yom Kippur, Aharon should come in. Rashi obviously does not go with this Yisoit. Rashi does not go with this Yisoid of the Gaon. Now, you might ask, Rashi and Pasuk Gimel. No, Ches and Gimel. Bezois, Avzuzar Rashi Pasuk Gimel, Bezois Yovah Aaron, Avzuloi B'chal Eis, Ki Im B'yoy Ma Kippurim. 3 times Rashi, Pasuk Gimel, Pasuk Memches, and Gittin Memches, and maybe we'll still get to a fourth one in Eiv. Rashi does not go with this Yisoid of the Gaon. Rashi goes, as the Avoida, Aaron's Heter to do the Avoida was only on Yom Kippurim. So the question is, Rabbi, it's the million questions. How did Rashi learn the Medrash? Sorry. How did it's a Furusha Medrash? Why is it the Gaon's Chiddush? It's a Chayram of Furusha Medrash. This Medrash is also quoted in Yalkut. On the Yalkut Shmuedi was written a parish by the Mogen Avraham called Zayas Ranon. He wrote a parish on Yalkut Shmuedi from the Mogen Avraham. The Zayas Ranon there, the Mogen Avraham says a different kind of Medrash. He was before the Gaon, he did not learn the Gaon. In Zayas Ranon, Shtey Totten, a different kind of Medrash. And the same Pshat of the Zayas Ranon, state in Ponim Yofas this week, Sedra. They didn't have a Havamina, the Morgan of Rome, or the Ponim Yofas, that Aaron could do the Avodah whenever he wanted. This Chiddush of the Gaon didn't enter the minds of the Morgan of Rome or Ponim Yofas. So they're stuck in this message. What's going on here? Zogin Zay, the Ponim Yofas, Morgan of Rome, a different Pshat. Moshe Rabbeinu thought that when Rabbeinu said, Valiyovi B'chol Eis LaKodesh means Aaron is never allowed to go in, even into the Hechel. Because the love of Valiyovi B'chol Eis LaKodesh is Koidel, even the Hechel. A person can't even go into the Hechel Shleil Tzeich. It's not B'misa, it's only B'lav, but the lav to do a B'irek on a Hechel. Moshe thought when the Rebbeinu said Yovim Chalitz LaKodesh means he can never even go into the Hechel. Anybody else? Als Oynish for the Chete Egel, Aaron is banned from the Hechel. Al Yovim Chalitz LaKodesh. So the Rebbeinu is making a mistake. Whenever he wants, he can go in. What do you mean whenever he wants? The Gemara says in Yuma that a Kohen Gadol doesn't need to be a pious. Even though normally the Avodah Seder Tomid, Ketoris, Neiris would be done with a pious, a Kohen Gadol does not need to make a pious. A Kohen Gadol, Nichnas Shaloi Bepayas, Gemara Yuma Daf Yud Aleph. Not only I don't mean to ban Aaron. Aaron can go whenever he wants. What does he mean whenever he wants? Whenever he wants to do Ketores and Eres. That's a little bit doichy. The Lashon is Raksi Yikonis Beseida Azeh. Like them, Raksi Yikonis Beseida Azeh, which is a little bit doichy, doesn't mean he has to do the Avoidu Vamek Yipurim Dafka. Yikonis Beseida means anytime he goes in, I'll be it for Avoidu. I'll be for Avoidu. Anytime Aaron can go whenever he wants, I'll be for Avoidu. He can't go whenever he wants. Terence says he doesn't need to make a pious. So he can go in every morning, every afternoon, to do the Ketores and the Neiris. That's how the Ponim Officer Morgan Avraham learned, and evidently that's how Rashi learned the Medrash. And Mamela Rashi knew him. V'yas kashatim Hashem is Moshe's tekvet. He did it Hashem Shemayim. In the Gittin, the Pasha was said because of the love of Al Yovoy, not Be'etzim. There's another diuk in the beginning of the Pasha. And this is a diuk from Chai Kineski Zuchayin Levroch, Azich Hatzadu Kutsch Levroch, in Tamid Ikroch. Let's take the first two psukim in the Pasha. Posuk Aleph, Vayidab Hashem El Moshe. Achri Moshe. Posuk Beis, Vayoyim Hashem El Moshe. Zot Reb Chaim, in the ganze Torah we don't find once that on the same Pasha steht a Loshen Vayidabah and a Loshen Vayoyim. It's either Vayidabah or Vayoyim. The only exception is this Pasha. Vayidabah, Posuk Aleph, Posuk Beis, Vayoyim. Zot Reb Chaim, as the chilik between Vayidab and Vayoyim is as follows. Whenever the parsha is kibbutz on the Gemara Makkas Daf Yud Aleph, whenever the mitzvah is a mitzvah l'doyrus, state Vayidab. Loshen dibur. Whenever there was a mitzvah l'shah, state Vayoyim. He says in brackets there's exceptions and every exception has a reason. Oh, but that's the basic rule. Vayidab is l'doyrus. Vayoyim is l'shah. Parshas Achim is up there, the Fida Gaon, include the two parshas. It's L'Doyrus on Yom Kippur, and it's L'Shoh for Aaron. Vayidab Hashem El Moshe, and Vayoyim Hashem El Moshe. Ruch HaKadosh. It's both. It's L'Doyrus, and it's L'Shoh. Now, Rabbi, I just want to bring out... He says everyone has a reason. I'm stopping there because of Tchelis, the Gaon, there'll be no Tchelis L'Doyrus. Everyone has... I'm stopping, that's what he means. He doesn't say why. The Gaon brings the Medrash. What from the Gaon, like about the Medrash, that Tchelis wasn't given at Yom Mashiach. Once we go into Golos, we'll be lost till Mashiach. Storm, that's what he means. Let's finish off. In this vort of the Gaon, licked, I think, two different Yesidus, Kotram Dik Yesidus from the Brisker Rav, which licked in this vort of the Gaon, I want to bring out. One's Brisker Rav in Sefer, and one's Brisker Rav in the Kuntras in Yom. Rishkov in Kuntras and Yoma points out that the Poshup Shat in the Gemara and the Flamme base that we spoke about before, that the Pasha of Knisa Lefnimt, Hoytos, Kafu Machto, Shleike say that's not the Gemara. Why? Because Gemira, we have to do five Tvilas and Yud Kedeshim. Rishkov points out that the Poshup Shat in the Gemara L'choy would be that it's a Raya, because we know the Kohen Gadol got to do five Tvilas and then Kedeshim, that is a Raya, a proof. That the Haitzah's Kafamachta is said, Shleike Seda. But not a reason. Sometimes something can be a proof, and sometimes something can be a reason. The difference is, but you don't have the reason. The Poshup Shat in Gemara is, Gemira, hate Tfilis Yud Kedeshim, the part we know you've got to do five Tfilis and ten Kedeshim, must be that Poshup Shat Gemara based in the wrong order, and Haitzah's Kafamachta after Eilam Eilam. Or, but the Briskerovin conscience is Medaik for Rashi. Rashi in Yom Adafah Beis, and from the Ramban in this week's Sedra, that it's not just a proof, it's a reason. The Ramban's words this week's Sedra is, Hoytzos Kafa Machta Be'etzem doesn't have any particular time when to do it, it's not an Avoida, and therefore we do it Acha Kol Mais Hayoy, Ubilvad Shenikayim Bo Chomish Tvilas. What's Ubilvad Shenikayim Bo? He's not saying a proof. He's saying a reason. The reason why on Yom Kippur we did the Hoytzos Kafa Machta between the big day Lovon, the Hoytzos Kafa Machta was done after Eilo Ve'Eilo Om. Why did he take out the Kafa Machta after Eilo Ve'Eilo Om? Because we want to do five Tfilas. It's a Chiddush, what you say. Normally you learn why to do five Tfilas. Because you've got to change five times. So the Biskrovis Medaki Rashi and Pash in Yuma and Abalatari. Not that we do like Kafamachta later because we want, because not that we do five tefillas because we need five tefillas. We need five tefillas. We need five tefillas. That's why we do the Tzolot Kafamachta later. There's a specific Indian to have five tefillas, ten kedeshim. So we change the Seder Avodah kedei. It's not a proof. It's a reason. At Khan, the Rabbi Biskrov. But I think in this gone, it's black and white like Biskrov. If the Gemara would just mean a proof, the Gemara would just mean a proof, because we've got to do five tefillas, that's why it must be it's in the wrong order. So the reason why it's in the wrong order is God knows. It's just a proof. So when Aaron does the Avodah all year round, who cares that he doesn't need to do five tefillas? The order is to do the Tzolot Kafamachta after Elav Elam. If the Gaon tells us that when Aaron did the Avodah all year round, he did the Tzolot Kafamachta immediately after the Avodah of Nailifim. Only on Yom Kippur did he do it in the wrong order. It's Mefurosh that this he said to the Biskerov, which is Medayik and Rashi and Ramban, that the reason why you do Kafamachta the wrong way round is Kedei to Mekayim Chomesh Tefillas, the Inyan of Chomesh Tefillas. One more Yisoid from the Biskerov. In Sefer, Biskrov and Sefer, he's got a shtickle there for Emphah, Gies, and the Rambam. Or Biskrov and Sefer speak through that Chazal tell us that the ayil we spoke about of Yom Kippur, of Parshas Achimos, is the same ayil of the Musafin in Parshas Pinchas. Says the Biskrov, he's Medayik and the Rambam, as it's not stammed that the Torah put their ayil here. So did the ayil Ha'om of Yom Kippur had two dinim to it. Number one, it's part of the Musafin, part of Parshas Pinchas. Number two, it's part of Avodah Yom Kippurim. The Isle had two dinim to it. It was Saya Isle of Musafin and Saya Isle of Avodah Yom Kippurim. The rest of the Kabbalahs in Parshas Pinchas are only Musafin. The Kabbalahs of Parshas Echarei Mois are only Avodah Sayayim. The Isle had three dinim. Saya was the Isle of Musafin. That's why Pinchas. And Sai is part of the Avodah Yom Kippurim. Ad kam divrei Biskerov. Rabbi said, this Gaon is also mavur like that. Because like the Gaon comes out, when Aaron did Avodah all year round, what did he bring? Avodah Yom Kippurim. Avodah Yom Kippurim. And?
Not the Musafin.
But this Ayil, yes. Why is this Ayil aggressive yachs than all the other Kabbalahs of part of Pinchas? Teretz is mafurish like the Biskerov. This Ayil was Sai part of the Musafin. Sai part of Avodah Yom Kippurim. See, if he did the Avodah on all year round, even though he didn't bring the Musafin, but this Ayil had to be bought.
Go ahead.